Now we come to Oklahoma City, April 29th, 1889, a famous date in our history. This is on page 96 of the book Art of the Oklahoma State Capitol. What do we see here, Charles?
Well, it's an imaginary painting, although there are items in the painting that are fact. It depicts 7 days after the run of 1889. We wanted to show something about the run, but the common picture of horses, people on bicycles and all that, it was quite common, and we wanted to show something a little different, so we depicted Oklahoma City, what it might have looked like, the activity going on. It shows lumber being hauled, train over there to the left. The only thing that was in Oklahoma City before the run was what called Oklahoma Station, and it was a little bitty post office that was made out of a chicken coop. That's depicted right there in the center on the left. Little hotel. We showed a train stop of water. Coal trains and steam trains had to stop for water every so often. Then there's a bridge trestle of the railroad going across the North Canadian River. It's basically just an artist depiction of what might have been going on. It's sponsored by former Attorney General G.T. Blankenship and his wife Libby. Libby is a Warren of the Warren family in Tulsa. G.T. was also a state representative and minority floor leader in the House of Representatives. This does hang in the lobby of the House of Representatives.
Well, this is the most famous land run. There were other land runs, about seven others, I believe.
But yes, they had some lotteries as well as runs. The unassigned lands consisted of about five counties that had not assigned to any Indian tribe, and that was the first run.